NATO is conducting its largest ever submarine rescue exercise off the coast of Spain. 24 nations and some 2,000 people are participating. And for the first time ever, a Russian submarine is taking part.
The Russian submarine, Alrosa, is on the bottom, and we are moving above her. Once we're ready, we'll then put you into the PRM and launch. You'll then go down, and we're going to mate with the submarine just like we would in an actual rescue.
That's a crew member from the American ship, the Shooting Star, as it prepares for the submarine rescue exercise. The BBC's Sarah Rainsford was on board and was given rare access to the Russian submarine. Sarah, you took a submarine ride to the bottom of the Mediterranean. I'd love to know what that's like. But first, what is the purpose of these exercises?
Well, it's all about increasing cooperation in submarine rescue. There are around about 40 nations that actually operate submarines, but far fewer nations that actually have rescue capacity for them. And of course, if a submarine accident happens, it's imperative that some kind of rescue vehicle can get down to that submarine. That reality was brought home most starkly in August 2000 in Russia, in the Barents Sea, in fact, the north of Russia, when the Kursk submarine sank and 118 submariners were on board. And of course, Russia at that point took 4 days to accept international help. By that time, it was far too late to save anybody. Now, everyone I've been speaking to here on this exercise all say that things have changed remarkably since then. And they say that the fact a Russian submarine is taking part in this exercise for the first time ever is the most obvious proof of that.
Now, Sarah, you spoke with one American naval officer about the current exercise. Let's listen to him.
Hi, my name is David Olson. I'm a captain in the United States Navy.
What's that like for you? It's an American rescue system docking with a Russian submarine for the first time.
For me, the opportunity to operate with a Russian submarine is something I never thought I would see. I've been in the Navy for quite some time and actually joined the Navy back in the Cold War. I never thought I would actually walk on board a Russian submarine.
Sarah, so explain this particular part of the exercise. You were in the U.S. sub that reenacted a rescue of a Russian sub that was mock stranded. What happens during such a rescue?
The rescue vehicle that I was in, the American rescue vehicle, was one which is a tethered vehicle. So it's on what they call an umbilical cord, and it's lowered down into the sea. So it's a capsule which can take up to 16 people. And so we had around 16 people on board yesterday. And I have to say, it was extremely cramped. You know, you have to sit very tight together, knees almost touching knees. You couldn't tell you were under the sea. And of course, that's deliberate. The whole point is to keep the pressure at the right level. And then we latched on to the Alrosa, the Russian submarine, and then for the Russian hatch to be open. And it opened to a big roar of applause from the people on board the rescue vehicle I was on as the Russian captain popped his head through the hatch.
So were you able to tour around a bit on the Russian sub? What's it look like?
Yeah, it was incredible. In fact, we were actually told when we went down the hatch that we were only allowed to stay on the torpedo deck. The torpedoes had been removed, of course, but it was this very cramped central area. But I was actually based in Moscow for a long time, so I was able to chat directly to the captain, and he gave me my own little private tour.
Oh, nice.
And we headed from the first section right through to the third section of this submarine. Extremely narrow, extremely cramped. I have to say, I don't think I was cut out to be a submariner. I'm pretty tall, and it was very, very tight in there. We went around up and down the metal ladders into the control room, which looks like something out of an ancient film. The submarine is actually from 1989. It's a diesel-powered sub. It's 75 meters long. All the apparatus in there looked extremely old-fashioned, but the captain said, in actual submarine terms, it's not particularly old. It's perfectly good, perfectly well-functioning. And yeah, it was fantastic. It was a real rare glimpse inside one of these vessels, and you know, it's quite a privilege to be there.
The BBC's Sarah Rainsford in Madrid. You can watch the video of Sarah's submarine journey at theworld.org.